One of the things that we try and we are doing as a Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame is we want to make sure that we recognize our state champions. And so since the inception, or teams that have done things above and beyond, and since our inception and that very first banquet, we've talked about recognizing teams. And we're going to recognize this year the first ever female state championship team in the history of Weakley County. That was the 1992 Gleason Lady Bulldogs, of course, coached by Hall of Famer Randy Frazier, and a little small town from Gleason went up there and won a big one. They first started hosting the TSSAA statewide tournament in 1980. That's when they went full 5-on-5. And in 92 was the third time that Randy Frazier had been up there with Gleason, and they finally got the first one. It was their first of three in a 15-year stretch. They knocked off Oneida in the opening round. They cruised the semifinals by beating Denmark West outscoring Denmark West 35-17 in the second half. And then the championship game went against Salina, who everybody thought was probably one of the top single-A schools in the state. And the squads went back and forth for three quarters. Gleason outscored Salina by 10 in that fourth quarter. Christy McGee, now Stevenson, drilled 4 3-pointers on her way to a game-high 17 points. Holly Crow added 13. Christy Wallace had a game-high 7 rebounds, and 4 of them coming on the offensive end. And Gleason finished that season 33-3 and brought Weakley County her first state championship in girls basketball. We've got 9 of them now, but Gleason got 2 of the first 3, and this was the first one.
Just want you to know, we're going to do what we've done in the past, and we're going to let you get to hear the 1992 state championship, and I believe that's going to be on the weekend of the Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame,
which will be August 9th. That'll be held at the ballroom, and we'll get into the particulars here in a few minutes. But yes, that's always kind of fun to go back and listen to you call those ball games, and just even I remember when you played them during COVID, and just listening to Randy Frazier's voice and how much his voice had changed from 1992 to working with him with the Board of Education, him and the superintendent. It's you can hear everybody grow up, I guess. It's pretty funny. But we'll jump right into the inductees, if that's okay with you. In this alphabetical order, no particular way they were voted in. Just I'll put these in alphabetical order. So the first one is going to be Mr. David Byers. Of course, he was a graduate of Martin High School, where he was a standout basketball player. He returned to Martin/Westview and really oversaw that transition of 3-versus-3 half-court basketball and women's into the full-court version that we now see. Mr. Byers' teams were highly competitive, reaching the sub-state multiple times, just never really getting over that hump. But he was really the one that oversaw that transition. And they sent, under his tutelage, he sent several student-athletes on to play in college, and that was really at the beginning of you know, the Title IX legislation, and in the 70s. And of course, Miss Betty Giles got a lot of that started. Excuse me. And Coach Byers, under his guidance, were able to send several young ladies on to college to have their school have funds paid for them to go to school. And of course, we all know that Mr. Byers transitioned out of coaching and went into administration, both at the central office and back at Westview, but he also took on a new challenge where he coached the Westview High School cheerleading squad, took them to the National Cheerleading Association's National Championship in 1995, added a couple more on there before he finally retired. And, of course, as you remember here in the last year or so, the gymnasium at Westview was recently named in his honor. So we're very, very happy for Mr. David Byers to be coming in. And it was a fun conversation with him on Sunday, informing him and his family. The next one is another one, Kendall Cavan. Of course, now Kendall Cavan Maxwell. She was the first Miss Basketball recipient in the history of Westview High School. She was named to the Class 2A Award winner in 2003. She was also a two-time All-State performer, led the Lady Chargers to multiple state tournament appearances, and had that runner-up finish in 2003. Cavan amassed over 1,500 points for the Lady Chargers. She signed with Tennessee Tech, where she made an immediate impact, was named to the all-freshman team, and then was also named all-OVC 3 times. She averaged 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists a game in her 4 years at Cookeville. One thing that I always like to point out on something like with Kendall was the fact that she didn't take a red shirt. She went up there, jumped right in, and started playing. So that's always pretty neat to see local athletes have an immediate impact. And she scored right over 1,400 points in her career at Tennessee Tech. So Kendall Cavan Maxwell will be going in on August 9th. Another name that's very familiar to everyone that's followed basketball is that of Mr. Jeff Krause. Of course, Mr. Jeff Krause, a standout in every sense of the word during the Greenfield Yellow Jackets run to that state championship in 1984. Of course, he went 1982. They had the first round exit, but in his career at state tournament, Krause averaged 21 points per game. He did so again in that state championship run. He had 28 points, which was the high in that 69-63 win over Sylvester Gray and Bolton in that state championship game. Krause finished his high school career as an all-time points leader with 1,976 points. That mark stood for 21 years until it was broken by Brandon Shane. But the fact that you had someone hold a record to tell you how impressive that was. 21 years, Jeff Krause had that high school career scoring record and of course, went on to play collegiately and still in Greenfield to this day.
And no three-pointer.
No three-pointer. I mean, it just, of course, I got to play softball with Jeff after years ago. It was amazing how still athletic. Run like a dadgum deer. It was pretty impressive. Next inductee will be Coach Jim Gray. To this day, he's considered by many to be the greatest football coach in the 100-year history of Martin, the Martin Panthers, Westview Chargers. Coach Graves, although he did not go to school, he's going to be one of two people that was not born in Martin or in Weakley County. I should say not Martin. He's from Martin. Another one's not from Martin, but from Weakley County, but had such a massive impact. And one of our criteria is you have to have 25 years of service to Weakley County to be eligible. Coach Graves most definitely did that. He joined the Navy out of high school in 1952, left the Navy in 56, where he enrolled and played football at UT Martin. After graduating from UT Martin, he went over to Milan and Paris Grove and was given the reins to the Martin High School football program in 1963. Of course, he's the architect of what everybody is known as the streak. For Coach Graves, he assembled a football program much like, remember the Titans. I mean, we were 1 year out of integration in Weakley County, and then he was able to combine two schools together and kind of reach a common goal. And in 1967, Martin went 11-0, and that started that record of 42 straight games over four seasons. That record actually stood for 36 years in the state of Tennessee before Cleveland High School won 54 straight from 1993 to 1996. After he left Martin, Coach Graves went on to Union City, Trenton, and then back to UT Martin as an outline coach, as a math teacher, adjunct professor of mathematics. He retired from the university in 1999, and he was a lifelong servant. Coach Graves called Martin his home, despite being born and raised and graduating in Trenton. But I think one of the most important things for all his accolades about football, and you know this better than anybody because you were around, the impact he had on the young men that he coached. And I can, someone that grew up with a father who played for Coach Graves and was on that first team in 1967. You never hear anybody talk about Coach Graves and his ability as a coach without following up with what a great man he was. And vice versa, you will hear people talk about how great of a man he was and never mention what he did on the football
field. Still missing him.
And still, I mean, passed away in 2019 at the age of 87, had a massive impact. I've heard the word second father. Heard lots of things to explain him, and we're so happy for him to go in. Another individual that had a massive impact on Weakley County, although they weren't from here, was Mr. Ron Llewellyn. He's our next inductee into the Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame in 2025. Of course, he transferred to the University of Tennessee at Martin from the University of Indiana, and Coach Llewellyn was a standout defensive tackle for the Baby Vols from 1964 to 1966. He was actually drafted in the 7th round by the Oakland Raiders, played minor league football, never made it to the NFL, but he played in the minor league football, which was a big deal at the time, up in Wisconsin, where he coached high school football and continued to play. Coach Llewellyn coached football for Dresden from 1968 to 1982, where he led the team to their first undefeated season in school history in 1970. I think Tommy Moore was on that team. Dr. Sam Bradbury was on that team, along with several others. Mr. Llewellyn transitioned from education into insurance at the State Farm Agency in Dresden in 1992, but he remained a staple of service in the Dresden community. He even served on the school board for and represented Dresden very well for quite a while. The middle school practice field was named in his honor, and unfortunately, Coach Llewellyn, he passed away at the young age of 66 in 2008. So our other one is Ron Llewellyn. Then we give one of our final two, one of them, Emily Roberts Laird. Emily Roberts, a Sharon native, was the second Northwest Tennessean and the first Weakley Countyan to lace up the sneakers for the Tennessee Lady Vols. Of course, the UT Lady Vol basketball program started in 1974 by UT Martin graduate and head coach Pat Summitt, and she knew exactly where to go to get her program started. The 5'9" standout from Sharon scored over 1,000 points in her high school career at Westview before she headed east. In 1976-77 season, Roberts appeared in 25 games for the Lady Vols, and that year they finished the National Associated Press poll in the number 5 slot, finished 3rd in the Association of Intercollegiate Athletics for Women's national tournament, which was held up in Minnesota. The Lady Vols fell that year to eventual champion Delta State in the semifinals. So Emily Roberts Laird, Sharon, will be going in. And our last but not least, and of course, Paul, you know the affinity that I have for this next one, but Coach Noah Lampkins, Gleason High School, will be our final inductee into the class of 2025 for the Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame. And after a broken collarbone by senior Bart Ballou occurred in the 1992 season, it gave way to this freshman phenom, Noel Lampkins, who was actually named an honorable mention performer that first year of high school football. He followed that up with all-region status for Gleason in 1993, 94, and 95. He was named to the All-West Tennessee his senior season. He was also the Associated Press honorable mention nod for his play in Tatertown. That continued on the collegiate level as well, where he was a Mid-South Conference Player of the Year multiple times in 1999, and he was also named All-Conference and received All-American in 1999 for the Lambeth Eagles under Coach Wallace. So those are going to be our 7 inductees. We're very excited. I mean, it was fun reading over through this. Give a lot of credit to Jimbo Davis, one of our board members who kind of over the selection committee and the information that he gets, and we vet, make sure that everything's there. But one last time, David Byers, Kendall Cavan Maxwell, Jeff Krause, Jim Graves, Ron Llewellyn, Emily Roberts Laird, and Noah Lampkins will be your inductees in the Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame on August 9th. And we will be recognizing the 1992 Gleason Lady Bulldog State Championship.